Tamed Perek He, Mishnah Vav. We're holding in the Hemshech of the Seder Avodas Korban HaTamid, whereby the Chelek of the one who is Zoyche in the Avodas HaKedoshos. So at this point, he Giyu Bein Ulam V'Lamizbech, he got to the point between the Ulam V'Lamizbech, going from the Mizbech, which is more on the Mizrach side of the Azoro, towards the Chelek HaMarev, which is the Knisa to the Ulam. Not al echeres hamagreifa, v'zorko bein ha'ulam v'bein ha'mizbeach. Remember, two kahanim are making their way towards the ulam. One is holding on to the kaf with the bozoch, with the k'teres b'soichoy. One is holding on to the machtas zov, with the k'cholim. Now there's a psaninyin to make a loud noise that all the kahanim should be aware that that's where the Seder is up to. So a Kohen picked up a Magrefa. Magrefa is, we had the concept before, we had it before in Perek Gimel, which is, it's a Kli Shir. So over there it was Taka used for Kli Shir. Pashtus, it's not the same one. The Rishonim, the Ravid over there says that it is the same Kli Shir. Pashtus is that over here it couldn't be a delicate Kli Shir, because look what the Mishnah says. That he would be Zorko ben Ulamzbech, a coin who was Mamuna would drop it on the ground and it would make a very loud noise to the point of Ein Adam Shemeh Kol Chavei Yerushalayim Mikol HaMagreifa. The noise was deafening. Now, was it B'derech HaTeva that it would be in Gantz Yerushalayim, or is it something similar to what we had earlier that was Shalai B'derech HaTeva? That we can't know. Other Rishonim say that first of all, the Zorko over here doesn't mean crashing into the ground, it was some type of noise that was made. And it wasn't throwing it to the ground. So it could be that it was the same clay shear that was over there, and it made some type of loud noise. And Ein Adam Shemeh Kol Chaveru, Mikol HaMagreifa. Ushloisha Dvarim Hoysa Mishameshes. Koyin Sheshemeh As Koylo. There were three things that this Magreifa would be used for. One is that the Koyin who heard this noise at this point, what we're talking about, Yodeh She'echov. Hakahanim nichnosim l'shtachavos, they're going into the heichel, into the kodesh, to be mishtachavim v'rotzu bo. Now this needs a little bit of an understanding. We understand that the mokim ha'azorah is the Ezras Yisrael. Over there, all of Klal Yisrael could come to watch the avodah. The area where Klal Yisrael stood was bein hamizbeach to the eastern part of the azorah. Bein ulam l'mizbeach, Zorim weren't allowed to come, Kehanim were allowed to come, but it could be a Kohen even when he's not necessarily doing the Avodah. The Heichel, a Kohen can only go in for certain times. He would go, Kehanim would go in every day to do the Avodah Samenorah, to do the Avodah Sakteris, on Shabbos, to do the Avodah Sashulchan, and here was something else. The Kehanim would go into the Heichel to be Mishtachve B'chol Yoyim. This was the simon that now is the time to be nichnas u'mishtachaveh, v'urotzu bo, in order to be mishtachaveh with them. Obviously, the kohen that went into the heichel had to be toivol, and he had to be loivish bigdei kuhuna before he went in. U'ben levi shu shameh as koilo, ben levi, they would hear it. This was a simon for the first part was a simon for the kahanim. The second part is a simon for the levim. Yedeh she'echav alavim nichnosim ledaber b'shir. This is the Lashon HaChazal used, that they were getting ready to do their avoid of singing shiro b'shas, the karbonis. If there was a Levi that was outside of the Azor b'Yisur Rega, he would quickly come. And he would, again, he would be terrible on the mikvah, because to come to the Azor could only be with Tvilo. And he would come to sing shiro. Now, to say that at the same exact time the Kehanim would come in and the Levim would come in, there should be a little bit of a time discrepancy between the two, because the Kehanim are going in now to be Makdil the Keteris. That was the time when the Kehanim, Echav HaKehanim, would go in to be Mishtachaveh. L'chayra, that should be before the Levim say Shiru, which was after the whole Seder Avodas HaTamid, which is going to be somewhat later. Could be that the Nakuda is that the Levim had to go in because they had to prepare the clay shear, so that would take longer, so they came in at the same time. The same Zrikas HaMagrefa would be the simon for both of them. V'roish ha-maimid, this is really Yisraelim, right? We said, just got finished the Yom Tiv, where we said the Yom Tiv, Dami Kehanim, Bavidosim, Levim, Duchonim, V'Yisrael, B'mamodim. Roish ha-maimid was the one who was in charge of that Mishmar. There were 24 groups of Yisraelim from different parts of Eretz Yisrael, different Mishpachas, and they were the Yisraelim who were Mamunim, Lamoid ala Korban. They were there as representatives of the Tzibah. The Korbanos were being brought on behalf of the whole Klai Yisrael. So the Mamod is a Takona Vaisdos going all the way back to David HaMelech. They would have 24 groups connected, 24 Mishmaros of Kehuna. Each one came for a week at a time. Their Seder Tfilos HaMiuchodos and their Tanesim are described by Richus and Mesechus Tainis. But here it just says, V'roish HaMaimin HaYamaimin Zatmein B'shar HaMizrach. Here's a Nekuda. He was Yisraelim. The Roish HaMaimon was from the Yisraelim of that day. But one of his tafkidim was to be in charge somewhat of Kehanim. Which Kehanim? The Yisrael, who was the Roish HaMaimon, was in charge of Kehanim. A separate Hakonas Chachomim to line up the Kehanim from that day's Avodah. That means every week there were Mishmorois of Kehanim. The Mishmaris were divided, we've said many times, into Bote Ovois. Each day was a separate base out. So what happens if there were Kehanim that day that touched the Sheretz, there were Tmeim, Lekeri, Vechule, so they weren't Roy Lavoy, they couldn't even go into the Azora. It's not enough that they couldn't go in. There's a separate Takona that they had to be lined up, sort of publicly displayed, Bishar Mizrach of the Harabais, which is where all of Klaizor that would be streaming in through the day with carbonates, etc., would come in from there, and the Tmeim were there. Those that would not fit for that day, Zavoid, would be there. Why? The Rav brings down, it's a Sugi in Psochim, says, Is the army, there's a sheet in the Gemara, it's a machlok, Rova with Rabbi Yosef, that Kedei Levayshon, to publicly display, here, you have the Avodah today, the precious opportunity to be Mekai to do the Avodah, you're in the base of today, and you weren't visit from Tumah. The other pshat is Pasha, if they weren't there, it would be a Chilul Hashem. A Kohen who's part of that day's Beis Av shouldn't show up to Zilzal and Kehuna. So they would say, no, the reason why is Altz Tomo. That's why he didn't show up. So merely either way, they would be displayed over there, Bishar HaMizuch, and the one who was in charge of that was the Reish HaMaimon. The Rav brings down from the Rambam that the Tmeim over here is not the Tmeim of the Kanim that weren't fit for that day's Avodah, it was Mitzrayim that were Ro'i, that already went through their Seder Tahara outside the Azara, and now they had to come to the door of the Azara in order to complete the Karbonos with the Azoyas that were necessary to be Matar. That's what we're talking about over here, about being Maimon Zatmeim. Okay, that's the end of this Chelek of the Avodah. And now we're going to start Perek Vov, Mishnah Aleph. Hechelu oilim b'mailas ha'ulam. They started going up on the mailas of the ulam. There were steps between the mizbech and the ulam. It's what we call the Sher HaMalos. There are 15 capital tilim. David HaMelech from capital Kuf Chof through capital Kuf Ladalad. They connected the 15 madregos steps that were there b'na mizbech b'na ulam. It was a high climb to get to the next chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't say who's climbing. L'chayre, based on where we left off, in Perikei, we're talking about the two Kehanim that are holding the parts that are necessary, the kelim that are necessary for the Avodas HaKtayres. Mi shezochu b'dishun mizbeach ha'pnimi v'hamanayro ha'yumakdim l'fneim. Those that would zoche to do the dishun, which we described first, before, and the mizbeach ha'pnimi and the menayro would go before them, in order to go out before the Akteris Akteris. There's a Kepeda that the Akteris Akteris has to be done without other Kehanim there. Mi shezocha b'dishun mizbeach ha'pnimi, Nichnas, the one who had that avoid of the dishun mizbeach ha'pnimi, went into the Hekel, Notlo Sateni, he took the basket of Zov that was there, that the first one put out after he took the Deshen. V'shtachavo v'yotzo, anybody who goes into the Hekel, there's no such thing as a kohen going into the heichal without a hishtachavo. The heichal was a mokum of kudish b'yoyseh, more even than the azara. And there's no such thing as walking without a hishtachavo. So he would come in, he would be mishtachavah, And that was his, he would go out with the teni of that was full of the desha. Mishazocha v'dishna menere nichnas, umotza shtei neroiz mizrochim, that were left over the way we described in earlier Mishnayis, that the two neroiz mizrochim were left over that were not completed. The dishun of those two menoris, of those two neroiz were not completed. He found them dolkim, they're still lit from the hadlok of the night before. Midashen es ha-mizrochi, he's midashen, the one that's more to the mizruch side. That means he takes out the wick, he takes out the shemen. With that he puts out the ner, obviously. He cleans it out, and he puts in new oil and new wicks. U'miniach es ha-marovi doylik, he leaves over the one that's more, the of the two, the one that's more marov, he leaves it lit. Shemimenu hayu madlik es ha-menorah bein ha-abayim. That was the source of the lighting of the menorah bein ha-abayim, which, by the way, is the ikir of the avodas ha-menorah. The remez l'dovor, that the ikir of the avodas ha-menorah, even though avodah could only be done by day, but the ikir of the avodas ha-menorah is that the ner should be doluk in the time of Choshech. The remez to that, of course, is the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah that we have, which is also a mitzvah that it should be a ner doluk balayla, just to bear in mind. But in any case, the ner marovi, which was the mokum hashuah sashkino, that was the source of the lighting of the menorah of the hadlok zamenorah ben abai. Mitzoy, Shekovov, he found that it had gone out, midashna, he would be midashna that one as well. Now, it's important to point out over here, what the Mefarshim bring earlier in Perigimel, is that until the Petira of Shimon HaTzadik, which was into the Tkufa of Bayis Sheni, Shimon HaTzadik was a hemshich of the Tkufa Sanavim, what we call in Mishnayis, we're starting Pirkei Avos this week, and what we call Shimon HaTzadik Hayu Mishiyore Anshei Knesset Hagdolah. So there was still the Darga of Kedusha and Hashuah Sashchina that there was when there was still Nevi'im, which was there the first 40 years of Bayis Sheni, Bayis Rishon, of course. There was Nevuah, there was Hashuah Sashchina. Bayis Sheni, there was a lesser Madrega of Hashuah Sashchina. The first 40 years, the Kohen Gadol was Ezra HaSofer. After that, Shimon HaTzadik. Kolzman, he was alive. The Ner Marovi was always Doluk, Derech Nes. After that, that's what's called Metzoy Shekovo. So it was out. Midashne, he would be Midashne that one also. And the Ner Marovi joined the other ones that also were Mechayev Dishun. And he would do that now at this point. Umadlikoy min ha-mizbeach min mizbeach ho'elo. This is a bazunda exes ha-kosu, the Mefarshim bring down the Chazal Darshin, that since the Pasuk says in the Eish al ha-mizbeach, we learned about this earlier, the Marochis of Eish al ha-mizbeach, there had to be one Maroch which was always lit. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Parashas Tzav, Eish tomid tukar al ha-mizbeach loy sichbe. A chelik of that is that tukar al mizbeach, from the fire on the mizbeach, was lit the eish tomid. Chazal understand that eish tomid, even though we're talking over there about the eish al mizbeach, but the real eish tomid also includes the ner tomid, which is the ner maravi that we're discussing in the context of the psukim and parshas tetzaveh, has to be lit from that eish al mizbeach. Which means that it has to be lit from the Mizbach Ha'ilah. So, Midashnoi, Umadlikoi mi Mizbach Ha'ilah, it has to be Nidlak, the Ner Marovi, that is, from the Eish Al HaMizbeach. The other Neris, like we're saying, will lit Bein Ho'abayim from the Ner Marovi, that's the Gzeh Zakosu, and that's why this had to be lit now. But this one had to be lit from the Eish Al HaMizbeach. Now, the Lashon of the Rav is L'oilom ein madlikinus an emarovi, except from the Eish al Mizbech Ha'oilo. The problem is that in Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tes, we had when the Kohen first went in, before the Avodas HaTomid, L'dashin, the five Neirois that were done before the Korban Tomid, if the two Neirois Mizrochim, one of them, which is the Ner Marovi that we're discussing, which is called the Eish Tomid, if both of them were out, which is after Petir Shimon HaTzadik, so then they would light it from whichever one was still lit. Sounds like there's no halacha li'ikuvah that it always has to be lit from the Eish HaMizbeach. So the Mefarshim have a ganze shmuz, achrayim, taina, that the gzeres hakosov is that the hadlokas shel mitzvah that has to be done, taka has to be done from the eish al hamizbeach, which we'll see because we're not learning now about the avodas hadlokah ben harbayim. That's when it had to be lit from the other ones from the Ne'er Marovi, and the Ne'er Marovi from the eish al hamizbeach. What we're talking about now is that they should continue to be lit as a heker to be mechalak between the Ne'er Marovi and the other ones that weren't lit until later on. So Mela, that we're talking about in Perek Gimel, in order to create that heker, the Kohen went in to do the dishun of the five Neiros, if the two Neiros which were supposed to be lit, and Bederech Nes, again, until the Petir Shimon HaTzadik, they were always lit, so Mela, that would be lit even not from the Eish HaMazbech, that's not the Hadlokah Shal Mitzvah that was done. That's what the Mefarshim explained over here. Something that's not so clear is that if you look in the Rav over there in Perek Gimel Mishneh Tes, it sounds like after Ptira Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen would put out, Lomazong the Ne'er Marovi did last. He would put it out and he would be Midashin because there's no halacha anymore that should continue to be Doluk. Didn't have that Chazaka. Even if it was lit, he would put it out. It sounds over here that it's only if the Ner actually went out. Not so clear if they always put it out and started again, since it wasn't Oymid Liz Kayim, or where it was lit, they kept the Ne'er Marovi going, and they lit it again now, even if there was no need to. That point is not so clear. We'll fight much over that. In any case, this was the Kahanim going in to complete the Avodah of the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishun of the Menorah. Again, the five Neiros and Ashores before the Korban Tomid that was in Per Gimel. And now we had the other two Neiros. And the Mishnah brings this in Kudam Adlikim in Mizbach Oilo. Notal es hakuz mimalo hashnio. The kuz was the kli where there's the deshen from the Atobas Chomish Neiros. And it was on the second step in front of the menorah, hishtachavo, which was always the prerequisite, like we said, in going in for any avoid into the heichel, v'yotzo, the kohen went out with the kuz.